guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. And kind of a tough day here in this corn and bean market today.
No, we continue to see price pressure. Some of it's related to China and the concern about phase one, in which the U.S. Continues to raise rhetoric against China and the virus. The other side, of course, is that farmers in the Western Corn Belt have made active planting progress. We're looking for the U.S. planting progress to be about 45 to 48%, soybeans 20 to 22% this afternoon, which is above the five-year average.
And that would put pressure on if we come into that May WASD then too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to be long ahead of the May WASD, though people want to be long of beans, short on corn, just because they are concerned of what the acreage numbers mean. But other than that, I think if you stand back, we really need a weather problem ahead of crop condition ratings, which won't be available till early June, but those ratings are expected to be a lot better than last year.
Now, even bean acres expect to come up. It all depends on how many prevent plant acres, I guess, we get, huh?
Well, that's right, but you can't claim prevent plant unless we have a window that would cause farmers to do that. In other words, I've asked the question, if one of us in the family got COVID and you couldn't plant a crop, is that eligible for prevent plant? And the answer back is no. And so we really need inclement weather, which the Midwest has been lacking outside of central Illinois. But that being said, we still got 2 or 3 weeks here before those prevent plant timeframes come around.
He's talking about the crop coming up rapidly. Are we in danger of some of this frost if we would happen to catch that here this week in the next 10 days?
Well, we've been relatively cool except for the weekend, so I guess there is some corn above ground, but the growing point's still underground. So anyway, most agronomists are suggesting to us that the wheat crop and the corn crop in eastern Midwest is safe. In the northern plains, there may be some frost freeze also, but again, you're too far behind. We'd really have to focus on places like central Nebraska and south, or central Iowa and southward.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Our corn here is either in the bag yet or just in the ground, so we're not really a concern here yet at all for that. So, livestock side, we had a decent day here in the cattle markets.
Yeah, we did. We tried to come higher. The market is looking at packers that are increasingly reopening plants, seen as hopeful for prices. And also with this Department of Justice investigation going on, most thinking that packers will be slow to reduce beef cattle prices when they're making over $1,000 a head per animal in terms of margin. So the cattle market, at least, is looking at that. Hog price is still rising as, of course, the cutout value continues to move upwards relative to last year's very disappointing kill at less than 2 million head.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here, Dan?
Really not. I think we all kind of are watching to see how much damage there is to the winter wheat crop and whether USDA will catch that next week. That's freeze damage. We are getting reports that Kansas and Oklahoma did have some damage in southern Kansas, northern Oklahoma, but whether or not the USDA will catch it next week is the big unknown.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company.